that summer, I retired finally after like a dozen breakups already in the 2 years we knew each other. She's like, that's it. Okay, I'm out of here.
Yeah.
And then 2 weeks later, after some of the like ugliest negotiating I've ever been involved in, Erica and Stone were like, we're out of here. And so it went to be like within this like 2 week period. So like, you know, Tara's gone, Erica's gone, tape art essentially just dies that day. The tape that we were using, that beautiful dark blue tape, they had stopped making it the year before. So like, you know, working on the fumes, it was like, I can't even buy the tape anymore. You know, I had moved out of Fort Thunder in order to accommodate them at that point. I was living next to Fort Thunder in the Crawford C building. And it was just like the grimmest crash and burn I've ever, you know, just everything was gone.
Mm-hmm.
And it was later that summer, I was like just walking down the street. And I had this 2 seconds of pure clarity. And it was the tunnel space, and I just had this like, oh, holy crap! And I went home and I like drew out what it was,
mm-hmm.
and I made the commitment, and that's all that space represents, is making the commitment to follow through on something. I was like, come hell or high water, I will finish that project as I see it in my mind, whatever it takes. So these right here, this is very fortunate for me, it was the 10th anniversary of Tape Art, and the I was able to get a job at RISD to do 8 murals, and so that was enough to keep me alive during that time period and fund materials, because you know, building something like this, it's not cheap to do this. And so, at the core of it was a couple of things. I mean, essentially, the project is just drawing a nice heavy line in the sand and saying, you know, here's me and my history before this point, and I will spend the time to do this, and then I can sort of start over again. And to do that is to sort of have layers of sort of defining yourself, and it's just ways of recounting your own history. And it's done several ways. So there's the very super literal, here is who I am as defined by all of my earthly belongings. So the next thing that I was interested in is this idea of depicting, like, just trying to depict myself, like, just as a person. And these lines were all placed in such a way that when you move through it, you were forced to meet them.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you had to move and change into their positions to get through it. You like go past literal representation of me, and then you get into this, like, you join me as you go through. All right, so there's those characters. Then there's the defining yourself by the people around you. But one of the things that I was really focused on was the, like, it's just issues about just love issues, like, you know, if I can't have a relationship with Erica or Nectaria, like, if none of these things can work, like, what?
Mm-hmm.
I can't. One of the things that one of the effects, like, psychological and biological effects that I always have around Nectaria, and it, like, never wavered. It's only, like, recently that I escape it when I see her, is that I would have this thing happen to me where I, if I looked at light, especially like street lamps or something, it'd just be like this glow. It's sort of like, not that my eyes were like watery, it's just that I would just like, my senses would just shoot up to the roof. Like, you know, when you get around some people and like your lips turn red or you get flushed, it was like that, but it's such a like intense level. So it was actually almost hard to drive sometimes. Outrageous, and it always happened, like, always happened. My hearing was a little acuter, you know, just real good chemical effect on me.